It's the JT the Brick Show, broadcasting live from the Finley Cadillac Performance Studio.
Raiders bring a blitz. He takes up off the middle, and he's wrapped up from behind. Max Crosby.
Your silver and black home to sound off for over 20 years.
Open at the 35, racing to the 20, 10, touchdown Raiders.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT with you as we have our first day of training camp today, the first practice. And we're proud to be streaming on YouTube at JT the Brick YT. You can find us also on the Raiders mobile app. And we are on Raider Nation Radio, which you can hear us all over the world. And hopefully we'll invite some of our global fan base to jump in anywhere around the country. Matter of fact, Bobby and I are talking about this. Let's get some fans to tell us where they're from in the chat. If you're from overseas, if you're from outside Vegas, love to hear from you, man. Today's a big day. Had a great day over at camp. Went to practice today. Saw a lot of people I haven't seen since the end of the year. A lot of Raider brass were there. I spent a bunch of time with Mark Davis. I walked in with Mark Davis from the parking lot and spent about 15 minutes one-on-one with Mark Davis, which I was excited about with not only football but boxing. Wow, we spoke a lot about boxing. Yeah, he's excited about football. We're undefeated. We could talk football every day, but he wanted to tell me how excited he is for this Canelo Crawford fight. I mean, big time excitement. That was cool. We talked boxing for a good 15 minutes. Had a chance to speak with Max, Gino. Everybody was there. It was a lot of fun. Kirk Morrison, who's on the broadcast team, he was there. Amber Theo Harris gave a hug to Eric Allen before we see him next week in Canton. Finding out as my role is being identified for Eric Allen's event. Excited about that. And then we watched practice. Excuse me. And practice was good. You know, intense, fast. You know, there's a lot of takeaways I have from practice today. But it's like the first day of school. If you remember the first day of school, you dressed up. Your mom or dad put you in good gear. You had new sneakers. You definitely had something new, a new book bag. You showed up for school. You were there early. You were on time. And you had a good day. And you came back and you said, wow, I'm getting used to this again. A couple of my takeaways from my notes today, as we take a look at what I saw throughout practice, the energy is just different. I'm not saying it's better. It is better, but I don't know how to describe it. There's just energy with the coaches and staff members. Obviously, the players have good energy. But I put out a video on X at JT the Brick if you want to see it. Pete Carroll is jumping over and doing the drills that the defensive line's doing. I mean, he's high-fiving the defensive line as they're coming through their drills. He's a different guy. And players came back in shape, which allows them to hit the ground running. Pete Carroll talked about that yesterday. He wanted everybody to be ready from the install that they did at OTAs and be ready. And, man, they look to be ready today. I heard the term, no training wheels. This was a real practice. They came out there, and they were ready to go a second into practice. And I think the retention's going to be really crucial. Players today seem to be in the right space at the right time. And most importantly, they want to win now. And why not? I don't know if you got a chance to hear John Spytek. He was on the morning tailgate. He was really good. And Pete Carroll spent some time yesterday talking about it. And Spytek today about they're going to win. They're not looking to build this slowly. They're all in. And I agree with that. That's the sense that I have. This is not a rebuild. It's a team that won four games last year. They're going to win a lot more. A lot more games. Pete Carroll said that on the record. And I believe that. It just looks good. So we want to keep everybody healthy. There's a couple of big injuries around the NFL first day of camp. Big ones. And want to keep the Raiders really healthy here and hope that practice after practice gets better and better and it builds up. I also spent some quality time with Greg Olsen, who works with the offense and the quarterbacks, and had a nice conversation with him about Ashton Jeanty and now seeing Ashton Jeanty at a practice compared to OTAs and what he looks like. He just looks different. I mean, he looks different. And then Dante Jordan looks different, too. And Vinny Bonsignor will join us next hour. I think 1:30 Pacific time, we'll talk to him about what he saw today. And then at the top of next hour, Kirk Morrison will join us as he's been added to the broadcast team. From Oakland, born and raised in Oakland, played at a very high level, as you know, And the other quick announcement is our most influential draft players in the history of the Raiders. Today we're going to get to Zach Miller. Zach Miller, former tight end for the Silver and Black. A businessman, a really cool guy. I get a chance to see him often. So if you got anything you want to put together on Zach Miller, let's get that going as we open up the show. The number 702-365-9200. What I'd like to accomplish today is I'd like to ramp this up. It's the first day of school. Today's the first day of Raider school. Today it's official. Let's act like it. Some of the optimism that you have, if you were at practice today, oh, that's another big one. I can't believe what they've done to set this up for the fans. You don't know it until you see it. The Raiders in their practice facility outside built an awning cover that goes down the bleachers. That's brand new. So if you're sitting out there, you're going to have shade, and it's hot. It wasn't hot today. The weather was great. But they built that out, and I was talking to one of my bosses about it. I said, man, what's going on here? And this thing looks like a monster. He said, yeah, Pete wanted it that way. Pete Carroll wants the fans in their energy at practice. So find a way to get to practice. I know season ticket holders, priorities, whatever you're doing, you can find a way to get out there. So a lot of good fans today on the sideline said hi to a lot of people. So I'm pretty fired up about this. What I said yesterday, I was able to see today. And for energy, energy is really important. You have to have energy to play for this team. But what I think is really important here is you got to have the knowledge of what they're installing here quickly. And what I mean by that is the offensive line has got to gel quickly. Last year, it was a disaster. Last year in Costa Mesa, no Colt Miller throughout training camp and no Jackson Powers Johnson. Those two are clearly the best two players on the offensive line, no debate. They didn't have a training camp. They were out there today. Colton Miller looks amazing. I don't know. I can't wait to interview him. He just looks ripped. He looks really like he's been working out differently. I'm going to ask him about that. I was impressed. And then Tyree Wilson walked by, gave him a fist pump. Oh, my God. You know, when you see Tyree Wilson at practice, you know. Like when there's a group of guys coming at you, you look at Tyree Wilson and you just see him taller than Max, bigger wingspan. He doesn't look like he gained more weight or lost more weight. He just looked taller to me. I don't know. He just looked huge as he's out there. And talking to a lot of insiders, Paul Gutierrez, Vince Sapienza, Kevin Bollinger was out there. A lot of other friends who are working for the team. Harry Ruiz, very excited to see him out there today. And everybody just noticed it looked a little bit different. How did it look different? The music. They played some Ozzy, which was nice. They had some good rock and roll. And the players were racing from drill to drill. That's not breaking news. I mean, that's not something to tell you. But there's nothing else to tell you about practice. But the one big takeaway I have today, with my own eyes, okay, the only thing that I saw today that I couldn't wait to tell you, Aiden O'Connell. Holy crap. He looked unbelievable. Now, you would say, what is he saying? What about Geno? Geno's the quarterback. Calm down. Geno's our quarterback. He's quarterback one. Aiden walked by me, clearly changed his body, his workout. The ball looked unbelievable. I talked to Greg Olson about it. He's like, yeah, something's up with Aiden O'Connell. He looked fabulous today. I spent about 10 minutes watching the quarterbacks play. Ball comes out looking good. Aiden O'Connell looked to be, how do I describe it? It was just so fluid with his drop back and his throwing motion and the ball coming out there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but that was the buzz today by a lot of people I was watching with. We're like, man, look at Aiden. I was impressed. So Aiden O'Connell, I'm not here to stir the pot. I am not here to stir the pot. We got our quarterback one. It's Geno. Geno is really good. He's our quarterback. But I'm just telling you, there's some, whatever Aiden O'Connell did in the offseason, it worked. He's a good player, man. Today, he looked like he was better than other quarterbacks around the league. Indianapolis, who has Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, would love to have Aiden O'Connell from what I saw today. He looked really good. And then Ashton Jeanty. Does anybody know how many curls he's doing? Like, he looks like he can curl a car. His biceps are so massive. He's so strong. He was back there fielding some punts and catching some punts, and he went by me at one point. I'm like, man, this kid looks stronger than ever. They're all excited about him. I went to the podium to see Jeremy Chin speak. Another big guy, tall guy, difference maker. Remember, Jeremy Chin left the team that went to the NFC Championship game to come here. And for everybody else who's asking me about Jamal Adams and the fact that they brought him in, we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy. He's not Ed Reed. You know, he's not Rod Woodson in his prime. But he looks like he's in really good shape. Michael Mayer looked great. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I requested to speak to him. We have a nice conversation every year at camp. So everything was good today. What are you thinking from the media, what you saw today? That's a good topic today. I want to throw this out in the open. How are you getting your information from training camp? We hope you get it from us. We got the morning tailgate. The show's out there live. And then when you look at everything else that's happening there with this show and all the other things that we're doing, how are you getting your information as we are ready to roll? And where is my sound? My sound, I didn't touch my sound. My sound should be perfect. I didn't touch it. Now they're saying, JT, no sound. Bobby, someday, just with this Wi-Fi, please, let's get it going as we do a sound check here, and we are opening up the show, and we'll get you there. All right, 702-365-9200 is our number. If you want to get through, we'll get you on the radio here. And we want to know exactly how you're getting your Raider information. How are you getting your information through the Raiders? What are you thinking about the Raiders now on the first day of school? Who are you most optimistic about? Who do you believe is the player? And how do I say this right? Let me be careful with this. Who is the player that you believe has the most to prove? Because if he doesn't prove it, he's going to be in trouble. That's not too crazy, is it? Who's the player that you believe better giddy up and get going? Who is that player overall that you think will be the difference maker on this team, who can go from a backup to a starter, or maybe a starter who should be looking over their shoulders because someone's coming for their job? 702-365-9200. So we don't got much time today to hear from you. If you want to get through, get in the first hour. Geno Smith met the media a short time ago, and here's what Geno Smith had to say.
It felt great to be back on the field, not just with Coach, but with all the guys. First day of training camp is always the funnest day, man, just getting back out there. And I thought we had a really good practice. I thought guys were flying around. I thought it was a real good day.
Yeah, you can't start without starting day one. Mm-hmm. What were your impressions
of it? I thought we did some really good things out there. I thought we were great at the line of scrimmage, used a lot of cadence, and overall, man, a lot to improve on. So, you know, it's just the first day. We call it the acclimation day. So really just getting back into it, and I thought guys did a great job. Practice felt smooth out there, and that's what you want.
Now that you had a chance to kind of digest Chip Kelly's offense a bit more, what are some of the things that really stand out to you about
Yeah, I think Chip has done a great job, number one, with implementing his style of play. You know, we want to be tough. We want to be physical. We want to attack the line of scrimmage. He's doing a great job scheme-wise, putting us in position to make plays. You know, we got a lot of great weapons on offense, so he's putting the guys in positions to make plays. And you can see it out there from day one, man, just the guys who are touching the ball and, getting in open space. And I think Chip's been doing a great job of just helping us get better, and it's only going to improve as we go.
You know, yesterday Coach Carroll talked about the importance of having you be guy that's coming in, being a newcomer to the team, only being around for a few months. How do you approach that as a player? You kind of earning the respect of the guys, even though you're somebody that's proving yourself.
Yes, sir. Every day is about proving yourself, and it's about, in this league, every day you got to prove yourself, not only to your guys, but to the rest of the league and to yourself. And so for me, when you come into a new team, you got to set the standard, set the example, and it's through hard work, And so I wanted to make sure that my guys know that I was going to be here 100% of the time, going to put all the work in, going to maximize our resources and just really put our best foot forward. And so for me, I think leadership is a natural thing. I'm not a big, like, follow me through example. And I just try to push myself, push the guys, and I let the rest handle itself.
You know, something Pete also said yesterday, if you wanted to get these younger guys really acclimated to you and your game and compliment you, what are some things that you say to like an Ashton or a Jack or a Dante to really kind of help them get acclimated to your game?
I think repetition is always going to be the thing for me. The more we can get in the classroom together and I can talk to these guys and help them see what I'm seeing, the more I can talk protections with Ashton and allow him to continue to see the game and get faster with his processing, and then just getting out on the field, you know, going through it out there on the field, you know, getting all the reps that we can, getting reps after practice, just doing all the extra little things that we can do to get better and get those guys up to speed. I think they've done a great job so far, but again, you know, we still got a long ways to go.
So you talk about those younger receivers, you got a lot of rookies that are going to play a lot. Mm-hmm. Where's the line between like teaching them what's expected, but also, hey, you've got to know what's expected.
Yeah, I think those guys are doing a great job already. And, you got to be a pro. You know, you got to be a pro. You got to know what you're doing. You can't get on the field if you don't know what to do. And a lot of these guys, like I said, these young guys are, they've come right in and they just picked it right up and just, you know, been going with us. You know, they're slowly becoming vets, and that's what we need. We're going to count on these guys. We need those guys to make plays. We're going to uplift them, and it's our job as vets to make sure they're ready. And so, you know, I'll take that personal, and I want to make sure all those guys do a great job.
Earlier this summer or even in OTAs, I think you said something to the effect of, it doesn't matter how many years it's been, there's always areas you're trying to get better. What this training camp, what are some of those points of emphasis for you where you feel like you can make a leap?
Man, I think it all starts with fundamentals for me, just being fundamentally sound, making sure that, you know, everything that Coach Olsen is coaching us to do, we're getting it done. And then for me, always completions. It's all about production. I'm always finding ways to get better, whether that's, you know, on the field or off the field. It could be leadership as well. I think, you know, Alex Guerrero has done a great job with me with just the leadership aspect and helping me continue to, you know, develop as a leader. And so every part of my game has to improve. I can't pinpoint one thing because I think that's, you know, it's kind of taken away from everything else. We work hard on this practice field, and, you know, we come out here to get better, and that's what I try to do.
What are your biggest impressions working with Ashton and Brock so far?
Great players. Ashton is a smooth, you know, running back out of the backfield. We've seen what he can do, you know, against contact and breaking tackles. And the thing that's, you know, really impressing me is his ability to catch out of the backfield. He's a real natural in that aspect. And then I think Brock, man, he's an all-pro. As a rookie, he's one of the better tight ends in the NFL. You know, I can't get him the ball enough. I feel bad every time I don't throw him the ball. So, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm maximizing his ability, his talent, because that's going to help our team.
You know, it's early, but what are your thoughts on the defense so far? Man,
ballers. Think about all the guys we got, just the new acquisitions, along with the guys that have been on the team. We got a really, really great defense on paper, and I think those guys are going to come along really well. It's our job to push them and, you know, attack them every day and, you know, try and make them better, and they're going to do the same for us. So I think that, you know, we got a really good defense, and I think, you know, slowly but surely they're going to show that.
Gino, Pete said last year was a year of clarity for him and really valuable for him. Does he seem any different to you, or what have you seen from him? Has he learned anything?
Pete doesn't seem different at all. I'm pretty sure he's learned a lot. That's just the way that he is. He's always trying to improve. And I think, you know, for me as, you know, just a player, just seeing him, man, it's just great to see the energy that he continues to bring every single day. Our first team meeting was just jacked up, and, you know, guys are, I mean, just, you know, losing their minds in there. But, you know, Pete, he loves it. And I think, you know, he's only going to continue to get better as a coach because that's his mindset. That's the way he works.
Last two guys, year 13 for you. You've been around centers throughout your career. How do you develop that chemistry with a second-year guy in Jackson Powell?
It's something cut out there as we're trying to open up our show here live from training camp. So there was a cut out in the feed there over by the Raiders. So you heard most of Geno there and what's going on with Geno Smith. And has anything changed dramatically with Pete Carroll? I don't think so, but this is important. He's Pete Carroll's voice. I wanted to get that point in into the monologue. Brought to you by PTs as they fuel the monologue 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Best happy hour in town. PTs, as they lead us to another training camp. Geno knows what Pete wants. Max doesn't until now. Max is learning about Pete, right? They're bonding, and Max is learning. Today was Max's first ever training camp practice for Pete Carroll, not for Geno. Geno's done this before. I think it is important for everybody to understand that Geno Smith is a bridge. to get the leadership and the culture to where the Raiders want to go to. Normally, I never think the culture at training camp's a problem, right? Culture at training camp is never a problem for any team in sports. Everybody's pretty fired up to go to training camp. But Pete Carroll is doing some type of install, which is radically different than anything the Raiders have ever done. With all due respect to John Madden, Tom Flores, the winning coaches, John Gruden, whoever it was, Pete is different. It's all about competition. We've talked about that, from shooting jump shots to push-ups to whatever you're going to do. He's going to quiz you and test you for competition all the time. Today, as I stood next to a Raider employee for over 40 years who looked at me and said, "This is not a training wheels practice." This team was told as they took the field to get ready when the horn went and to be ready to go, and they did. And it's going to be faster, it's going to be more intense, and everybody should be pretty fired up for that. 21 minutes into the show, no Raider fans on the first day of camp. Hey, Bobby, I know other way of doing this. They'll make me talk for 3 hours. That's why I only have a two-hour show. Let's go. I'm open for business. I went to camp today. I went to school. I'm ready to go. What's with this 20-minute wait every day? I want to see a leadoff hitter, a number four hitter. I want to see Bonds and Judge in this caller lineup. I want to get Raider fans going here every day. Also, our featured alumni, Zach Miller. We're going to get to him this hour. I'm going to talk about him, the impact that he had here with the Raiders. But again, it's an exciting day today. I'm here. I went to practice. I saw some things. I gave it to you. I got more to give you throughout the show. Let's raise our energy today. Next week, we'll be in Canton. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with Eric Allen, and we'll be able to roll on for that. Eric was pretty fired up when I said we're a week out, and he looked at me with those green eyes, with the big smile. Eric Allen, in a little over a week, will be the newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We are super excited about that. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. When life speeds up, Cane's has you covered. This school year, choose Raising Cane's as your after-school destination, with hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers, crispy crinkle-cut fries, the coleslaw, the buttery Texas toast. Order online at RaisinCane's.com or through the mobile app. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. First touchdown of Zach Miller. Was that Dick Enberg on the call? Wow. All right, so this is what we do here throughout training camp. We are going to look back at the most influential Raider draft picks of all time. So Zach Miller and the career that he had with the Raiders at tight end. So when you look at impactful players, Zach Miller was very impactful because he could do a couple of things really well. Really well. He could run. He could block. He had great hands, unbelievable hands, and he was a leader. And when he came into the league, I was just very impressed with him and what he was able to do. I mean, this is a guy who, no doubt about it, when Zach Miller came to the Raiders, he was an impact player and a draft pick that everybody was talking about. I remember his first camp like it was yesterday. So I'm excited to get into him today. He really was the type of Raider that I wish would have played in bigger games because he was that great. He was a second-round pick in 2007 following an outstanding career at Arizona State. Great three-year run when he led the Raiders in receiving in 2008, 2009, and 2010. He led the team in receiving at the tight end position. He ranks 14th on the Raiders' career receiving list, fourth among tight ends behind Todd Christensen, Dave Casper, and Darren Waller. That's how good he was. So when I watched him play in college, I knew he could play. But when he came to the Raiders, man, he was a really fun player to watch. You know, I'm not going to make the comparison to Brock Bowers, right? I'll make the comparison to Michael Mayer because Michael Mayer came out of Notre Dame, a very high draft pick. But when it comes to what we saw from Zach, who went to Arizona State, where my son went to college, he came into this league ready to play. And I was very impressed with him overall, and not many people remember he won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. He played with the Raiders from 2007 through 2010, the Seahawks 2011 to 2014, a Pro Bowler in 2010. He was on the all-rookie team. He was a consensus All-American in college. He was the Pac-10 Freshman of the Year. He had 20 touchdowns in his career, over 3,800 receiving yards, and 328 receptions. He was projected to be a first-round pick, and he was disappointed that he dropped. And when he dropped, a lot of people said, man, that's a player that they got to go get, and they were able to do that, the 38th pick overall. And when they selected him, after many disappointments, the team kind of had a tight end. And there were some good players that came in with a skill set. Doug Jolly, Roland Williams, Courtney Anderson. He finished his rookie year with 44 catches for 444 yards and 3 touchdowns. He was added to the AFC 2011 Pro Bowl after Hall of Famer in this class, Antonio Gates, withdrew due to an injury. He led the Raiders in receiving for 3 years. That's a cool stat for Zach Miller. If you got a Zach Miller story, let us know, because he is our featured and a good, good player. Didn't play that long for the Raiders, but no doubt an impactful draft pick. Raider Nation Drinking Club, Thor, lead us off. Thanks for calling in first. What do you got?
JT, what's up, my brother? I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. I got a call from my boy GQ earlier. He said he ran into you out there today. I'll be out there sometime soon. I know I'm going with Yvonne and Adrian and my wife. I'm not sure the exact date. And then we have another day we're going. And obviously everyone's going to the open practice on, I want to say, April 2nd. But I'm ready to go, man. I'm love hearing that the energy is great. I think this team has so much talent right now. We just need that something to get it all together, and hopefully Pete is the man that can come in, get them all, just have them playing football like we know they can. That offense, I think, is going to be incredible this year. The defense, I got faith. I know there's question marks in a few spots at linebacker or corner or wherever, but I got faith that Max Crosby and whoever he gets help from, whether it's Adam Butler or whoever, Malcolm Kuntz coming back, that's going to help them out. And the offense, being able to stay on the field, will help them out. Just get through this training camp fairly healthy. Let's go. I'm fired up, JT. We're so close to the season being here. Raider Nation all day, baby.
Thanks, Laura. I'll see you over at La Casa Cigars. Thor and I need to get a cigar with the Raider Nation Drinking Club and look back on our cruise, our Raiders fan cruise, and do that. Yeah, you want everybody to stay healthy. There were some injuries today around the NFL that I'll get to you. One serious one, very serious injury in Miami. And you never want to see a guy get hurt ever. You definitely don't want to see anybody get hurt to kick off the season and training camp. Remember, these football players work their tail off to be ready to play. And you want to be healthy when you get going here. Thanks for the call as we're able to roll. 702-365-9200. Gangsta Raider, you're up next as training camp open practice. First day of practice today.
Yeah, they finally get it in. This football is back. You know, we made it through the offseason. You did great, you, Q, and the rest of y'all getting us through the offseason. Now we got actual football. You know what I mean? And I want to hop on what you said yesterday about the first two games. You know what I'm saying? And one of the storylines everybody out is everybody remember that Pete Carroll, you know, got fired by the Patriots. But everybody forget that he would have had his second Super Bowl, too, if it wasn't for the Patriots making that interception at the goal line. You know what I mean? And remember, y'all know McDaniels was our coach, and he would love to try to beat us. But I think we got a much, much better offensive coordinator than Chip Kelly. And I think that's a storyline that a lot of people are overlooking. You know what I'm saying? The Chip Kelly versus your boy McDaniels. You know what I'm saying?
My boy? You say my boy McDaniels? Not my boy.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, I'm just messing with you, JT. You know how I like to mess with you, man. You know, look, don't get sensitive on me. You the brick, man.
Yeah, well, just, you know, my boy now is Pete Carroll, the head coach, not
Josh, but you know how you used to pump him up and say how good
he's the head coach of the team.
How good of an offensive coordinator he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he crapped the pot with us. But I think we got the advantage in that and also the overall coaching staff. You know what I mean? Mm. Because I think Pete Carroll is a much better head coach than the one they got. I forget his name. I think he a first-year coach. Not first-year, but first-year with them. With, you know what I'm saying? But I think Pete Carroll is over them, and we got a better overall core players. You know what I mean? So I think we should win the first game in New England. And the second game in Vegas against the Chargers, we should win that game too as well. That's if we, you know, form in jail because, you know, they wouldn't have that much film on us. And, you know, we'll be a first division game where we could come out and punch them in the mouth and get rolling, especially if our offense is like I think it's going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? They wouldn't know how to come at us because Chip Kelly is our X factor. A lot of people miss it. You know what I mean? So I think we could go 2-0 the first two games that you brought up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And also, as far as the press conference today, I was really pumped up by something that Geno said. Geno said that that he wants to come into a new team and lead not just by talking, but lead by example.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I like that, and I like the dog that I see in him because I don't think we had a real leader at quarterback like that for a long time, and I think it's going to gel to the rest of the team. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take a lot of your time. I know you got stuff to get to, but you know, I think we can go 2-0 to start the season off. Keep it gangster, y'all. I'm gone.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great if the Raiders can get out to a 2-2 start. First off, Josh McDaniels is not good. He's elite offensive coordinator. Elite. So before you say Chip Kelly, I think Chip's elite too. Josh McDaniels is not a great head coach. He knows it. He's still cashing checks. He's an elite offensive coordinator. Period. That'll never change. If you hate him or not, I don't care. He's an elite offensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel is a hell of a head coach. I think that Pete Carroll is a better coach than Mike Vrabel for a number of reasons. Vrabel will have that team ready. Matter of fact, everything I've seen so far out of New England is that Vrabel is ready. He's pushing his players around in the meetings, like standing in front of them and pushing them. He just ripped the reporter's head off. Do we have that?
Yeah, we do.
Listen to Mike Vrabel. Tell me if you think this guy, this is the first day. Listen to what he said to a reporter in New England.
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question, or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question. And I can go back through it, but I'd rather not. We won't know, we did pretty good on the linear run test, which they practiced, they know what it was gonna be. The big thing will come when they're in line contact. I mean, and you're sitting there, you're wrestling with a guy, and then the D lineman's rushing, he almost gets to the quarterback, but we're telling him to plant and run and go sprint to the football and then go do it again. Or we're asking Kyle Williams to go run a post and he didn't get the ball, but he wanted to get the ball, but he didn't. Can he run back, get set, know what to do the next play? That's really where we'll see. So I'll be able to answer that question again, hopefully only once in a few days.
Wow. I mean, that's Vrabel. Vrabel basically telling the reporters, listen, don't ask me another question if it's already being answered. Wow. That guy doesn't mess around. Going into New England, as Gangster said, week one is big. The Raiders have a better team and roster on paper. They do. Raiders drafted well, so did New England. Raiders, I think, are better than New England, but it's being played at Gillette. It's a long travel. The Raiders will be ready. They'll be ready to go big in that game, and so will New England. That's going to be a tough football game. And then to win that game on the road, to get a road victory to start the season and then have an extra day off for the Chargers to come in, it couldn't be better than that. And if the Raiders didn't win in New England, there'd be a lot of pressure to win the home opener to go 1-1. So that New England game is a monster, especially because it's on the road. It's an AFC game, but it's not in the division. Jason in Vegas. Jason, thanks for waiting. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
No problem, JT. Thanks for everything that you do, man. And I can't wait for the season to get going. And I think the player that really needs to watch his back is Tyree Wilson. Mm-hmm. I think Snowden might be coming for him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just really excited for the Raiders to be talked about the way that they are, with the coaches, everybody being excited. Players like Max deserve really to have some stability in the coaching staff. And it's our turn, so let's do that. Go Raiders. Thanks a lot, JT.
Thanks for the call. I don't know if Tyree is looking over his shoulder. Tyree is going to get limited snaps unless he has a great preseason. What I like about this, also Jamal Adams, who was just brought in. I'm not penciling him in to play here. I mean, I think he's going to make the team. He's in unbelievable shape. He's played a lot. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's only 29, but he's got to prove. Who's going to sit? Because John Spytek said today to Vinny and Clay and Vince that Jamal Adams is going to be playing closer to the line of scrimmage. You got three safeties now in Jamal Adams, Isaiah Polamalu, and Jeremy Chinn, who are really good tackling playing downhill. Someone's got to cover deep. Adams has been beat a bunch in his career deep. He's more like a linebacker, a guy who wants to play at the line of scrimmage. He's got to have a great camp. And as I told you, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders brought in more defensive players, more depth at the cornerback position. I would not be surprised by that at all. Grimaldi's, hands down, my favorite pizza. Not in New York, in Vegas. Only at Grimaldi's can you get their famous New York-style cold-fired brick oven pizza. We want to thank Grimaldi's for training camp. They just sent us a bunch of $50 gift cards we'll be giving away to our loyal fans on Raider Nation Radio. We might get Todd Lewis quickly on Scottie Scheffler, or we'll get back to your calls and talk training camp.
Tight ends start from the 14. Russell throws and finds Zach Miller. And Miller breaks away. Still going. Got a great block down the sideline. Inside the 20, inside the 10, he's in, touchdown!
Zach Miller is our featured most influential alumni as we continue on. JT, back with you. We're brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. I want to thank Tito's and our entire team here. This is the first day of training camp. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's original craft vodka. It's one of America's great success stories, and we hope the Raiders become one of the great success stories this year. Made from corn and naturally gluten-free, Tito's Handmade Vodka makes the good stuff for good times. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. We're proud of Tito's and this partnership, live from Raiders training camp, as I'll be out at training camp for all the practices, broadcast, interviews with players and coaches. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, proud partner of our show from training camp into the season. So Max Crosby spoke today. And what's interesting about Max is we don't take Max live, because Max, from time to time, lets a word sneak out or two, which there's nothing wrong with that. So we used to take Max live and play it, but now we wait. We listen to what Max says. Then we have a couple bleeps if we need it, and we can kind of take out certain words and then do the cut-ups as we like to do. So for Max, again, this is just a special player. He's trying to beat, and he normally is, Jackson Powers Johnson to get in there every morning. They're getting in there at 5 in the morning, and they're having a fun time doing that. But Max spoke to the media a short time ago. He's back on the field, and how's he feeling?
It was amazing, man. Just the energy, feeling, you know, the – everybody on the team flying around and just having fun and get back on the field together. It wasn't perfect. There's definitely things we could clean up. You know, we're not in pads yet. It's the first day just getting out there and kind of getting our, you know, trying to get back in that groove. So, yeah, it was there were some ups and downs, but overall I feel like it was a solid day. So we got room to improve.
Yeah, they got room to improve. It wasn't a padded practice. Remember, the Chargers are playing. They were in pads yesterday because they got a game in 9 days. So they got to get ready to play. So we'll let you know when we find out that the Raiders are going to be in pads. Max was asked about being a leader. This is the first time under Pete Carroll that he was at a first-day training camp practice with him.
Yeah, honestly, like, being a leader is just part of who I am, and being, you know, part of my, you know, evolution as a player. You know, I want to get better in every way I can. I would push myself, you know, just like I pushed my teammates, you know what I mean? I never asked somebody to do something I wouldn't do. And that's the way I live and how I operate. And Coach Pete, you know, Coach Carroll has done it at the highest level. You know, he's won a national championship, he won a Super Bowl. And for me, I'm just trying to absorb as much information from him and learn from him because he's been around so many great players. And everybody I've talked to, from Marshawn to, you know, Marshawn to freaking Richard Sherman, all those guys, like, they speak the world of them. And those guys, you know, those are guys I looked up to coming up in this game. So, yeah, man, it's been an awesome experience so far. So I'm just, like I said, just soaking up information and really just trying to learn from him and relay that message to the guys.
You got to give Max credit. He's been through so many coaches. I've been through so many coaches. And Max has been through a lot since he's been here. And I think this fit is perfect with Pete Carroll, no doubt about it. And Max expects to win. Every time he runs a drill, I mean, again, I saw him, the first thing they did today, they were running warm-up sprints. He's the first guy there. He's beating running backs. He's beating cornerbacks. Max cares about competition and practice.
100%. You know, I expect to win every time I come on the field. I don't care what we're doing. You know what I mean? It's every drill, everything we do, I'm expecting to win. And that's how I carry myself, but that's just an individual thing. You know, Pete's the same thing. He's been winning at the highest level for a long time, you know, but it's got to be all of us if we want a chance. And so we got to be able to push each other. We got to be able to pull others in our direction and get everybody on that same wavelength so we can go out there and execute on Sundays. And, you know, we got a lot of work to get there. You know, it's July right now. We got, you know, we don't play our first game till September. We got a lot of work to do. But I know the guys are going to put in the work. And I know for me, like, I expect to win. Every time I go out there, I expect to win. I don't care, you know, who's in front of me.
I've seen it. We've all seen it with Max. Every drill, every play, he's out there to compete and be at his best. Also, Max was asked about Malcolm Kuntz, who was gone last year, a big loss to the team. Now he's back with Kuntz in a big year for Malcolm to prove what he can do here, possibly long term.
I mean, it sucked because we're just sitting there. We're two competitive dudes that are in the damn training room every day. You know what I mean? It's like, it drove us crazy at first, but that's the, you know, the cards we were dealt, but it's part of the game, you know what I mean, unfortunately. But I know one thing about Malcolm, like, I speak about him all the time for a reason. He's a guy that I never have to worry about. We have a great relationship, but he's a guy that shows up every single day and he knows what it's like to work. He knows what the expectation is. He knows what the standard is. He's somebody I never have to question. I never have to get on his because I know he's going to be out there performing at his highest level, and he's always pushing to get better. So I love that dude. I could talk about how special of a player he is, but as special as a person too, because he's you know, another Matt guy. You know what I mean? We stay close. That's my guy. He's made it from the dirt, and I know he's going to come back with a, you know, with a vengeance and play great football this year.
That's nice to hear, because what has Malcolm got to do? He's got to work out as hard as Max. I don't know a lot about Malcolm Kuntz, but Max just said he's there with him. That means a lot. You better be there with Max Crosby. Let's stay with the D-line. On the D-line, Pete Carroll talked about it yesterday on getting them going. I think this will be the strength of the team.
Yeah, they've been great. I can't lie. You know, Jonah is a special talent. Dude can play. He don't even know it yet. You know what I mean? But he's going to be a hell of a player. Tonka, JJ. You got Tyree, you know, getting reps inside. And he's gotten reps inside in the last couple years as well. But we got a ton of talent. And I trust those guys. I know they're going to be ready when it comes to game day because we need them. You know what I mean? They're going to be out there. They're going to be playing week one, week two, week three, all the way through the season. So we know they're young, but we need them, you know, if we want a chance to win. And I know they're going to step up. And Adam Butler, you know, he's the first name I should mention. You know, he's been here. He's been one of the best players on the interior in the league, in my opinion, the last few years. Yeah, we got a ton of guys, and I know they're going to be ready to go. And obviously, having Malcolm back on the other end is, I mean, people haven't talked about that, you know, at all. I feel like it's crazy because he was just coming off the best year of his career. He's coming off a breakout year, and then he gets hurt right before last season. So having him back, I think is going to be huge for us. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to continuing getting better with him every day.
Wow, you hear what he said about Adam Butler? That's Max Crosby saying interior-wise, that's one of the best players in the league. And he is developing into a great young player. Also, Max talked about Geno Smith, who spoke before him. So I left the tent when Geno started to get over here to do the show, and Max was coming in next. Here's what Max Crosby thinks of his quarterback, Geno Smith.
I mean, it's special. You know, reality in football, if you want to win, like, you got to have a quarterback. Let's be real. Geno's a hell of a quarterback, and he's another guy that gets slept on for some reason. But Gino can play, and he's super competitive, and getting to see him and go against him every single day has been an awesome experience so far. So, you know, we have those conversations all the time. You know, me and him have gotten real close. He's a dude that, like I said, literally the day, I mean, his people know my people, his agents are, he's a Washington guy. So, like, I kind of knew what was going on from, you know, a little insider stuff, you know, at that time. And I kind of got word, and I was like, this would be crazy if it happens. And, you know, it did. So I've been so fired up about, you know, him since day one. And I know he's definitely coming here to prove himself and, you know, show the world what he's all about. But, yeah, getting to line up against him and seeing the way he competes and throws, just throwing the ball. Like, he could sling the ball and make every single throw, which is, you know, definitely, I mean, it's good sometimes. You know, when you're on defense, you're like, damn. It is what it is. But, you know, on Sundays we're going to be fired up and celebrating, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. So, yeah, I can go on and on about Gino, man. I love that guy. He's been great so far.
All right, so today's the first day of practice, right? First day of practice, first real day of training camp. Our show starts at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 Eastern. They're going to be meeting with the media around 10:30, 11 a.m. Pacific. That's during the show, Rich Eisen show, that's on. So what we're going to do is we're going to get first shot at those interviews. Either I'm going to be doing them at the facility. I'm going to have a few of them. I already put my request in. And if not, if we get a big conversation like Max or Gino, we're just going to play it in our show. And we're going to get that going here because I think it's important you hear the best players on the team when they have something to say. That's what a flagship radio station does. You want to tune in to Raider Nation Radio and knowing you're going to get Raiders most of the time. I talk other sports too, but we're definitely going to talk about this. I told you, Bobby, I talked to Mark Davis today for 15 minutes about this Canelo-Crawford fight. Mark loves boxing, so do I. I didn't realize how much he loves boxing with this fight. This fight is really important for Vegas and Allegiant Stadium and Dana White and what they're doing and putting this together. This is a big deal. I already got my tickets. Wife was on there. Wife always knows where that credit card is when tickets are up, man. You know, as long as I'm working nights to pay this stuff. So I bought two tickets for my sons to go to Canelo Crawford. They're going to have a great time that night, and that's coming. But, man, was Mark Davis fired up to talk boxing, as he's fired up to talk Raiders. But we're not going to have this deep dive and peel back the onion on the Raiders the first day standing out there. He's excited, and he always says the same thing. We're undefeated. Let's go. But we got a lot happening here in Vegas, and the weather was glorious today. I heard John Spytek talking about that with Vinny. There's going to be some days that are going to be so hot, you won't even believe it. Today was gorgeous. Felt beautiful out there. Here's what we got, hour number two. Kirk Morrison, newest member of our broadcast team, next. Vinny Bonsignor, bottom of the hour. That's a good hour lined up on the flagship.